In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Celso, and we continue with the three appeals. Luisa says, now I must tell you a secret. This whole writing that Jesus tells Luisa, if you go to volume 17, May 4th, 1925, Jesus says that this is the most important understanding of the divine will, that Luisa has been given divine secrets, divine treasures, that Jesus now wants to give to the world. And we can understand this because of what Saint Faustina was told about divine mercy. It's to help the world understand. It's what Jesus gave to Saint Margaret to understand the Sacred Heart. As we grow deeper and deeper in our faith, Jesus reveals more and more truths to us. And now Luisa is saying, I want to share with you this secret that Jesus and Mary have given to her for the world. So she says, God, in withdrawing himself, the kingdom of the divine will, withdrawing to himself the kingdom of the divine will, did not say, I will no longer give it to mankind, but Jesus kept it on reserve. Okay, so this kingdom of the divine will has been Jesus has been waiting to give this to the world. He came to earth to redeem mankind and to bring sanctification to mankind. And that's what the kingdom of the divine will is. It's the sanctification. So he says, Luisa says, Jesus kept this kingdom of the divine will on reserve, awaiting the future generations to assail them. Now, just think of the word assail, to like assault them, you know, overwhelm them with surprising graces, with dazzling lights, such as to eclipse the human will, what the human will does. And what does the human will go through? It's worry, it's fear, it's anxiety, it's complaints, it's negativity, it's doubts, it's sin. And Jesus says, I want to overwhelm with surprising graces, the dazzling lights of heaven, the treasures of heaven, to eclipse the human will, which caused us, the humanity, Luisa tells us, to lose the kingdom of the divine will, a kingdom that is so holy, so beautiful, so perfect, that our Lord and our God, our triune God, has planned for us from the beginning of time. And she says, this kingdom, with such attractions of admirable and prodigious knowledge of the divine will. So the first thing that Jesus shows us through Luisa is he's going to give us an understanding of what this divine will is, these knowledges that Jesus told Luisa, these promises that Jesus told Luisa, these manifestations that Jesus told Luisa. Is as we read the book of heaven, as we study the book of heaven, Jesus begins to explain in further detail why he came to earth, why he redeemed us. It's not to continue to live like this, with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin, but to begin to have us live a life of heaven, live the life of the Garden of Eden, live the life of paradise, which is peace, joy, and happiness. So Jesus shows us this through Luisa, to make us mankind with these knowledges, with these truths, with these manifestations, with these promises, to feel the necessity and the desire to put aside our human will, to put aside worry and fear and anxiety and complaints and negativity and sin, to begin to live this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So this is what's being told to us, which our human will, our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin, makes us unhappy. And Jesus wants to bring about a new beginning for all of us. This is what he has planned. To hurl ourselves, to throw ourselves, to dive into this infinite ocean of love, into the divine will, which will become our permanent kingdom. We are called by God to live in this abundant life. We are called by God to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, more than what God gave to the saints. The saints learned how to do the will of God. What Jesus is teaching Louisa and us is how to live in the will of God. He, our Lord, our Master, our King, our Savior, our God, has now promised to give in these last days the best. He saved the best for last, just like he did at Cana. He saved the best for last. So therefore, Louisa says, the kingdom of the divine will is ours. Jesus is giving this back to mankind. Now is the time, since we have been faithful and obedient to the Holy Catholic Church. Jesus says, Adam was unfaithful. Adam was disobedient to God, and he lost the kingdom. So the life that our God wants us to live is to be faithful and obedient Catholics, this faithful and obedient to this universal life. So our Lord is looking at us, and he's saying, this is yours. So Louisa says, therefore the kingdom is ours. Take courage. The supreme fiat awaits us. The supreme fiat calls us. The supreme fiat presses us to take possession of the kingdom of the divine will. It's ours. So what Jesus is saying to us is, will you give your fiat to this? Will you give your yes to this? Our Lady did this. Our Lady, when the angel said, I want to give you, I want to show that you will be the mother of God, Theotokos. The angel said to the Blessed Mother, let it be, this is what you have. And she said, let it be done as you say, fiat. And we now give our fiat to God. We give our yes to God. Take courage. These are the words of Pope Benedict when he became Pope. He says, you must be courageous. John Paul II said when he became Pope, do not be afraid. Why don't be afraid? Why be courageous? Because what God is going to give us is to bring us back to where we were before the fall. That's what's coming. So this supreme fiat awaits us. This supreme fiat calls us. This supreme fiat presses us to take possession of this kingdom. And then Luis asks this question. What person would be so bold? What person would be so perfidious as to not listen to God's call and not to accept so much happiness? Luisa says, what human would not want this? What human would say no to this? So as we learn, as we study, as we put into practice the truths that Jesus gave to Luisa in the Book of Heaven, and with these three appeals, listening to what Jesus says, listen to what Mary says, now we listen to what Luisa is asking of us. Who would not want this? Only, she says, we must leave the miserable rags of our human will. Adam was naked because he lost the clothing of divinity. Jesus and Mary and Louisa are now telling us we are going to be reclothed in divine royalty. That's what it means to live in the kingdom. And right now, what we possess, even though we have been redeemed, even though Jesus died on the cross for us, Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ at the foot of Calvary, even though that's going on, we are wearing miserable, filthy rags. We're not clothed in divinity yet. That's one of the reasons why the scapular. Our Lady asks us to wear the scapular. Why the scapular? Because it's to say to God, I want to be clothed in divinity. I want to enter into this divine life. And when we wear the scapular every day, we kiss the scapular. We venerate the scapular, saying to the Blessed Mother, I want to be reclothed in divinity. I want, yes, Thea, let it be done to me as you say. I want to receive this divine clothing that we as humans have been called from the beginning of time to wear. Reclothed in divinity, no longer the miserable rags of our human will, but clothed in the divine will. So she says this, the mourning garments of our slavery, even though we have been redeemed, not yet sharing in divinity. This is what God has planned for mankind. So the mourning garments that we're wearing of our slavery into which this has cast us, now God wants to clothe ourselves as kings and queens. God wants to adorn mankind with divine ornaments. Imagine that. We are called by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are called by the Mother of Heaven and Earth to enter into this kingdom, back into our divine royalty that we as humans are to live. What does that mean? No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubting, but to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is what God has planned for us. This is what our God wants for us. How glorious is this? Our Lord has planned, our Lord has predestined us to live at this time. Why? He knows that now is the time to return his children back into the kingdom, back to Eden, back to paradise. Listen to what Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno in 1947. What does she say? She says, my children are going to enter into this divine life. My children are going to begin to live this abundant life. And she says, the devil and his children will always be trapped in time and space. But she says, my children are going to enter into eternity where we belong. So we'll end there with a blessing, and may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.